For several years now, we have been following the creation and the development of Neatbox. The company produces very simple apps which make a massive difference to the everyday lives of disabled people and indeed those providing customer service. Gavin Neats is the man in charge. He joins us now. Hello, Gavin.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad. And we've got you back again because you have Button and you have Welcome, which are your big apps. And you've got some big news because you've had Welcome especially accepted in some fantastic places, some big names. But tell us first of all just about Welcome itself. What does the app actually do?
Currently, we have a problem with customer service, and we also have a problem with many disabled and vulnerable people feeling anxious before they go to particular venues. The way Welcome works is you say you're going to a particular venue, they get a message to say that you're coming, and then as you get closer to the venue, they get another message to say you're just about to arrive. And that buys them time to have a look at how best to interact with you before you walk through the door, so that when you walk through the door, they know who you are, they know how to interact, they know why you've turned up at that particular venue on that particular day. So they get staff training in the moment that they need it most. And that, we launched it well before COVID came along, but at a time when so many people are anxious, at that time, we need solutions. And this is definitely a solution that's spreading. And I can't thank you enough for being involved in this from the start, because that's how we get the message out there.
I was looking at the list there. You've got everything from small retailers to ferry companies, rail networks, banks, NHS related. There are so many organizations and companies who just seem to get it. They either have taken it on or they're trialing it at the moment.
One to shout about right now is this is across sectors. So you mentioned ferries. So Northlink Ferries have installed it in all of their terminals. Royal Bank of Scotland have got it in 15 branches. NatWest have got it in branches. And we've got it in little coffee shops. We've got it in charities. We've got it in Scottish Government. We've got it in Irish Rail now in Dublin. So it's totally cross-sector. And that's big. But the other thing that's massive about it is that it's also pan-disability. So this isn't just saying here's a solution for people who are blind and visually impaired. This is a solution for somebody with cerebral palsy, somebody with a stammer, somebody with dementia, somebody with a child with autism. And we're covering all of these different conditions and disabilities. We've just added recently, we added stammering to the platform so that somebody who's going into a building who needs to talk to somebody and actually get something specific done, instead of worrying about having to explain what they want, the person behind reception or at the counter already knows. This empowers the individual to be in charge, not empowering the staff member to do what they want to the person, but for the disabled arriver at the venue to say, this is what I want and this is how I want it delivered. If somebody wears a name badge and the blind or visually impaired person doesn't know who they are, well, they've been discriminated against, even though you might call it low level. But if somebody knows to say, hello, my name is Michael, I'm serving you here today at Starbucks, well, that would be incredibly useful.
One which really kind of struck home with me, Gavin, which is very new and I think very relevant for the time that we are in at the moment, is you had a big announcement about the NHS in Scotland.
Yeah, and I'll tell you how this happened. I was at a cross-party group, enjoyed going to cross-party groups to get involved in politics in our country because it's really important to do that. But one of the speakers at the time was Jean Freeman, and Jean Freeman's the Minister for Health in Scotland. And I spoke to Jean and told her about Button, and I also told her about Welcome. And she actually came to see the Button stuff that we'd installed. That's the pedestrian crossing things that we've done. She came to Largs and had a look at that. But we then got talking, and she found out about Welcome. And then I was contacted one day by this particular hospital who said, the minister has been speaking to us and we would like to have a look at Welcome to see how it would work in our hospital. And is the, do you want a drum roll? So Golden Jubilee Hospital in Glasgow became the first hospital in the world to launch Welcome this past Monday. And that's a direct result of Jean Freeman getting involved and saying, guys, I want you to have a look at this and have a look at how this is going to help people who are turning up. Now, that was all started before COVID. But as you might imagine, and it's not newsflash to anybody, COVID has increased people's anxiety by however many hundreds of percent. So this is something that can really, really help somebody before they decide to go to the hospital, or if they have to go to a routine appointment or even a specialist appointment. They can now tell Golden Jubilee through the app that they're coming and that they need somebody at reception to act with them in a certain way to ease that pressure of arriving.
Always great when, you know, you have a politician who listens, understands and acts on it. So absolutely well done to Gene Freeman for that. Something kind of related, Gavin, that I just want to touch on as well. We'll be talking about welcome, but button is there and that kind of automatically presses the button on traffic lights at the moment. There's probably other things it could do as well. But for traffic lights at the moment, and for likes of me with a guide dog, approaching a set of traffic lights that has button and I know my phone will activate it, the phone will even tell me when the green man is on, that's huge. And you have had some, again, some pretty big steps forward in terms of button.
We were invited by Transport Scotland. Vince said, could we have a look at installing it in Largs? And we installed it in Largs, and actually the minister came and saw that as well, which is where we started talking. But then we were contacted by a gentleman called Craig Happel. Craig's a guide dog owner who lives in Irvine. Craig contacted us and said, I'm going to approach my local council and councillors and say, I want it. So he actually asked for it. Now, it's taken a long time because new technology just doesn't just get installed places. But I'm shaking with excitement telling you this. But just this last weekend, finally, we got all of the hardware installed in the pedestrian crossings in Irvine. And that basically means that Craig can now walk up to a crossing, his phone will press the button for him, and then he can cross the road. And of course, it's not just people with a visual impairment or a guide dog. This is people in wheelchairs or power chairs who maybe can't even reach the button. That's a nightmare. I was up at a crossing the other day and I reached down and picked up a stick and pressed the button. But I looked across the road and I saw a gentleman trying to press the button with his elbow because he didn't want to touch it with his finger. And that's happening with anybody who's coming up to these buttons. We're very much hoping that across the country, people will say, when's it coming here? And that's people power. And that's, God, that's what gets me buzzing every morning. So if they go to neatbox.com, they'll find out some information on our website. But the apps themselves are called simply Welcome by Neatbox. And that's N-E-A-T-E, box, Neatbox, and Button by Neatbox. And actually, once you've set up a profile on one of them, you'll be able to use the same login for both apps. And as you say, Alan, they are both totally free. There are no adverts on these apps. We are paid by the council when they install it in the crossing, and we're paid by the business on a monthly subscription for us allowing them to be on the service itself, for Welcome. So no cost to disabled people. We don't mine your data. We don't track you down. You don't have to put in credit card details. We don't use your address. You don't even put your address into the system. If you want to test out the system, go online, download the app onto your phone, set up a profile, and then set up a visit at the Welcome demo venue. And you can set up a visit on there just to practice. If there isn't somewhere close to you, you can go on there and actually request venues. And you can do that through the help tab within the actual app.
Great to hear things are still going from strength to strength, Gavin. And thank you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Alan. I love talking to you.